Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, our guest is going to be, and hopefully our co-host Barbara will be here soon, but I want to make sure I introduce you correctly. You're a Christian clairvoyant medium and the head of the One Tribe. Now, is that accurate? If it isn't, then let me know. Is that close?
Or? Yes, absolutely. Hello, Jonathan. You
know, great. You know, since we were last on, we've been doing some work together. I actually built you a channel on the network called Psychic Boss. And also, you mentioned going on tour. Am I right about that?
Yes, we're actually putting together the Spiritual Awakening Tour. We're hoping that it's going to be launched in 2024. And we're very excited to go all around the United States, as well as Canada, doing some beautiful spiritual awakening ministry.
Now, when you do ministry, I know that some psychics are not exactly too fond of the word psychic being thrown around. And I noticed that about, I mean, are you kind of one of those people, or?
I'm definitely one of those people because, you know, Jonathan, after being in this industry, I first of all didn't choose this industry, it chose me. So right. You know this because you and I have many shows together, Jonathan. You know I have a background in medicine, I graduated from NYU, I was Mormon, I went into the Army, I was an operating room technician, I wanted to go to medical school, and I got pulled into this through a near-death experience. And I've always had a very intuitive sense of being, but after that experience, it just climbed to a level 1,000. I continued in church, got baptized 3 more times. I never could really get rid of the gift. And now I teach people all over the world that it's because of God that we have these gifts, and not without him, but with him. And so to me, it's a very personal ministry to help heal people that have lost loved ones to have faith again. I love to help people realize that they have a life path, that everyone comes with a blueprint, and we are definitely here to help each other and to learn things. And so to me, it's a ministry to everybody that we help in the One Tribe, and that's why I do nightly sessions about 4 to 5 days a week. I go live to pray with people, and I do live messages, readings, and connections.
I've always sort of given, even though you didn't tell me to say this, I was actually thinking, you know, a while ago, like, what would label would I give Sunshine? And the only reason that I would say, label that I would give if I had to say something, is that you were a spiritual leader. Or, that's the label that I would give. I'm not sure if you would agree with that or disagree. You know, mislabeling people is never on purpose when the people are really good friends. But, I always thought of it as sort of a spiritual motivator or something is the way I've always sort of seen you. And, you're very good at it being able to – and this is another compliment I'm going to give you, so be prepared for a compliment. When not many people can relate to anybody but on different subjects, you know, like a person can be just a certain way, like into a certain subject or something, and it may not be anything you're interested in, you know, at all, but when you kind of relate to it, well, it's like even though you may not be interested in it, you relate to the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I first of all, I'm just a lover of people. I genuinely really love people. That's why I went into fields of service. And after having done 147,000 sessions, I have over 600 five-star reviews. It hasn't changed. If anything, I think I love people more now. I'm a medical intuitive as well. I love people, and I love to help them, and I love to see people's lives improve. And I didn't take on the calling of spiritual leader, but it definitely has been, as I share my teachings, because of what I've learned, it seems to really be of value to others, and it's increased their quality of life. So I think we're all just in this journey together.
All right. Well, you know, it looks like we have some calls. And would you like to put one of them through?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to see what you guys have for me tonight. I'm always excited.
Okay.
I love to do sessions. I don't call them readings because I don't cards, but I'm very excited to talk to our callers, yes.
Okay, our first caller is Wendy, and you are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Thank you, Jonathan. Hello, Sunshine Frost.
Hello, Miss Wendy.
You're an angel. I had a very traumatic move from an apartment about 5 miles away on April 30th, and the manager is not a kind person, and she sent me an email stating final charges for move out, and not only does she want to keep my $500 security deposit, Sunshine, she wants, she's tacking on about $1,100 more. And I read the contract, the lease that we had signed the year before, and it clearly states that if you've lived in the, we lived there 7 years, and it says if you've lived in the apartment for over 37 months, cleaning and painting are at no cost to you. She is charging $750 for a painting, and also she's trying to charge for March utilities, which we did pay, me and my sister and my nephew, and there's various other charges. So will I get an attorney to help me at a low cost to write a letter or something? Will I prevail?
You're going to have to take her to, she's going to take you to small claims, and I do see you winning this, yes. You don't need to get an attorney. You need to let her file, and then you need to defend yourself with the facts. They especially your angels and guides, that you have the law on your side, and you also are standing in the way of the righteous. You have a just cause. You're not trying to take advantage of her, but she is out for blood. They show me that she will stop at nothing. So I do expect this to turn into a legitimate legal matter, but I do believe this can be settled in small claims court, and that as long as you keep copies of your contract and you're able to show those, I do think you're going to be released from this financial obligation.
Furthermore, she says, if I don't pay up by June the 15th via cashier's check or money order over $1,100, she's going to turn me into collections.
That's okay. She can do that. She has the right to do that. That's true. But again, you can fight and have this removed, and you can have it removed from collections as well. So what I would do is, most attorneys are going to charge you more than this is worth. So what I would say is I would definitely call small claims and see if there's a way to handle this outside of court. But if you have someone you can talk to for free, I'm not a legal expert, so I would always advise you to get legal advice. But again, I do see this working out in your favor, so don't stress too much about it.
Okay.
Mostly,
will the judge be outraged by her behavior towards me?
Yeah, you know, I'm just really glad you're out of that building, Miss Wendy. It sounds like that really wasn't the right energy or the right place for you to be.
You're right. It was not.
Well, I wish you lots of luck in the future, and I hope that this works out. And have a great summer, Miss Wendy, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Wendy.
Oh, thank you. I just have one real quick question, if I could.
So it is one question per caller, Miss Wendy, just because we have so many callers on the air today. Isn't that what you said, Jonathan?
That's right, yeah. But thank you for calling in, Wendy.
Thank you both very much. God bless.
God bless you.
Ready to go to the next one?
Absolutely. And please, Jonathan, just let them know. Yeah, we do have one at a time. Just pick one question, please, because you guys can always book a reading. You can also go on my YouTube channel, Sunshine Frost, and I go live on Facebook and TikTok each night. at Sunshine Frost Master Intuitive on Facebook and Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost on TikTok. You guys can watch me and ask questions for free there as well.
All right, Joanne, you're live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Sunshine, how are you? And hello, hello,
I'm
Jonathan.
So, thank you. thank you, Ms. Joanne. How can I help you?
Hello. I had a question about my love life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just checking to see if you have any suitors on the horizon.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your age and your sign, please?
My age is 57, and I'm an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you have a partner that's crossed over, or because you have three people around you? I know that's not what you're asking me for, but they talk about you going through a period of singleness, and there's three loved ones around you. So is your mom and your father also passed?
Yes.
And who's the male to your left? Is there an ex-husband, boyfriend, or brother that's also passed?
Actually, the very good friend who was like a father figure who passed in December.
Yeah, because, I mean, he just passed because he's directly beside you. And he says to me, they said that you have done so much for other people and you're so active and you're trying so much to overcome. There's been a couple of health issues for you. And they said that it is time for you to really have a companion because you've done a lot for everybody, but you just don't feel like you're making that connection. Do you understand that?
Totally.
This male friend of yours, he filled a big gap in your life as far as not having a relationship. He really did talk to you, spend time around you, and since he's passed, it's been much more difficult for you, correct?
It's been a challenge, yes.
Yeah. He said that he wants you to continue. What was the group you were part of? Are you part of like a 50 and over group or a seniors group?
Not really.
Because what they keep showing me is you're supposed to join a group because the man you're going to meet, he's very outdoorsy. He loves to hike. He's how tall are you? Because this man is like over 5'7". They show me, are you 5'7"? Who's 5'7"?
I'm 5'9".
Okay, that's what I thought. You're tall, but this man is taller by 1 inch than you. So you're 5'9", so he's about 5'10". And what they're showing me is this man is very active and outdoorsy, and you're going to meet him through a group. But he keeps saying she's not getting out there to date. So are you not on any – you're not really putting yourself out there for dating. You're just waiting for it to happen organically, correct?
Actually, you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. I just recently, like, on Facebook joined, like, I'm big into pickleball. I joined a pickleball group for seniors.
Yes.
And
that's
I joined
it. It says senior group. He's a very tall, thin male. And he's about, I want to say 3 years difference than you. And he might even be 3 years younger. I don't see if it's 3 years older or 3 years younger, but it feels like he's very young. He has a very young spirit. And this man, you're going to meet him through the group that you joined. It's a seniors group. So they said toward the end of summer, you will be in another romance.
Oh, wow. Yay.
That's wonderful. I'm excited for you.
Well,
thank you.
Is he a good man, or is this just another mirage? Because there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there.
No, he's not a mirage. He's actually been single for a while. His wife actually passed away, I believe. She might have passed of cancer. He's a very good guy. He feels like possibly an Aries or someone that's very down to earth, not going to play games. Could be a Leo, but somewhere in that realm, and he's a great guy. You're going to really enjoy spending time with him. So don't chase him. He'll come to you. Don't worry.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you
Thank you so much, Joanne.
Have a wonderful night.
Bye,
Jonathan.
Welcome.
Bye, Joanne. Okay.
That was wonderful.
Now, the next caller, you ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
Okay. Patty, you are live on the air with Psychic Sunshine Frost.
Hi, thank you so much.
Always nice to call me Gail. Hello, Ms.
I really appreciate you taking my call. I've been in a major transition in the last 6 months. I lost my house. I've been widowed about 4 years, and I'm really not handling this well. I feel lost. Is my husband around me? Would he want me to date again?
Yes, ma'am. Age and your sign, Miss Patty?
Pardon me?
Can I have your age and your sign, please, ma'am?
I'm a Capricorn with a Cancer moon.
And how old are you, love?
I'm 67.
Okay. So give me just a second. Now, you have like 4 people around you, actually. You don't just have your husband. He's very strong around you. And he talks about you having a very difficult time with not only losing the house, but he said that losing the house was like losing him all over again.
It was.
And he says he knows that you had an extremely hard time because you didn't want to let things go that were his. You had to pack things up. And you feel like when you were in the house, she said this, Sunshine, he tells me, when she was in the house, she could feel my energy. And since she moved, she wonders if I'm still there with her because she can't see my stuff out, my pictures. Was he military or did he have military pictures?
No.
Because he keeps showing me pictures or something that's metal, almost like something that you would patch on or put on a collar. He said that there was many items of his, a watch, pictures. There was different heirlooms of his that you had to pack up, and losing the house was like losing him twice.
It was.
He said, go ahead.
Yeah, it was losing everything. And you know, my mom was part of that. You know, I had her picture out. I had his urn and I had a cross on it, and I always felt like they were still there.
Yeah,
you know.
That's
I mean,
what he said,
I,
but it's
I,
like,
and
you
I got rid
like
of.
That's correct.
Yeah, I'm just feeling lost and frightened.
Well, Miss Patty, know that your loved ones, your mom and your dad, and him, and there's another person that's on the other side for you. Who is that other sibling that's passed? Is that his sibling or yours?
He has one, and I have one.
Who's the male? There's a male and a female. So did he have a brother that passed, and you had a female?
He had the female. I had the brother.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I'm like, there's a male and a female also around him. And even though he was having health issues, did you not expect him to pass at the moment that he did?
No, we did, actually.
Because he says you still weren't ready to let me go.
Never, no.
And he said she needs to know that I've never left her and I'm not going to. He promised you that. He said I promised her before I passed to be there for her and not for her not to be afraid.
Does he not want me to, I mean, should I don't know if I should be open to, I feel like
absolutely.
I want
he said,
a companion.
Yes, absolutely, because he doesn't want you to suffer any more than you already have. You didn't deserve this. You didn't deserve this. He doesn't want you to suffer more. He said, this is your life now. You need to enjoy the rest of the life that you have, and I'll always support you.
Okay.
You took care of him. He said, she took good care of me, Sunshine. She took care of everything for me.
I did.
To the smallest details, she took care of everything. She cooked, she cleaned, she took medicine, she did everything. And she deserves to be happy now. Because you've grieved a long time. What's the birthday that's just, like, there's one that's passed and one that's coming up. So he said 4 years that your husband passed 4 years ago, because he's talking about 4 years to the date that's coming up.
Yes. He died on my son's birthday.
Because he said that's, yeah, the birthday. He's talking about that he's sorry that it ruined his birthday.
Yeah.
He wants you to make friends. He wants you to stop limiting yourself and being in the house. You've really become quite a shut-in, and you need to get back out there.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Patty, know that they love you. They're all sending their love. Your brother, your husband, your parents, they're all around you assisting you in the white light at all times. So don't be afraid, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
God bless.
Bless you, too.
Okay, the next one. Patricia, you are on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine Frost. Thank you both so much for taking my call. How are
Hi,
you
Patricia.
Both doing? Hi.
Doing great.
Great. Sunshine Frost, I want to say last year I spoke to you about my home and wind damage done to it back last year in March. And you did tell me that they would make me an offer about $80,000, and it was actually $71,000. And you said it would be up to me to take it. Well, we did manage to get that amount with the exception of, because that was the initial payment, if, I had an awarded amount set. So they did give that initial payment. And so my question is, we received that initial payment. It's in, we're waiting on the mortgage company to sign and release the money so I can start the repairs. But that's kind of like where we are. I just want to know what's the holdup on with the mortgage company signing. And when do you see the homeowner's insurance releasing the rest of the money? Because it's almost, we're almost about to file a declaratory against the homeowner's insurance and possibly the mortgage company, because we're, they're still just kind of stalling out.
Yes. So, you know what? I do remember you, Miss Patricia. We prayed for you. I talked to you. We talked about your son. We talked about the people in your family. We talked about you feeling discouraged. I remember you 100%. I want to talk about this. Your angels, you have a really strong family around you. Miss Patricia, were you raised by your grandmother? Do you have, because your grandmother is really a strong influence around you. There's a mother figure that's around you right now.
Yeah, she. I was raised by my mother, but definitely my mother was a big, you know, my grandmother was a big support system, and we were always, as kids, over to my grandmother's home. She would plait my hair when I would come over, and even though she passed away fairly early in my life, she has always been in my life up until this time. So she is my dear angel. I love her so much, Sunshine. I love
she
her
says,
dearly.
Yeah, she's very strong around you, and she wants to give you a lot of credit. She said, Sunshine, she's held her whole family together because she's had a lot more problems than that wind damage she's talking about. She's had a lot of family problems and trauma went on in her family in the last 2 years. And she just wants to tell you how proud she is of how you've handled everything with your – you have a son and a daughter?
I have two sons and a daughter.
Two sons and a daughter. One of the sons has had a lot of issues. The daughter's had some issues. And your grandmother just wants to tell you she's very proud of you for holding everything together. And just sometimes you had to sit on your tongue, but you did it. So she's very proud of you, okay?
Thank you, Grandmother. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. To the second question, you do have to talk to an attorney. And I want to recommend, I do not work for prepaid legal, but I have a prepaid legal service that I use here in California. I'm located in Southern California, but I'm from Southeast Georgia. So I moved here and started with a prepaid legal company. I don't work for them again. I just, I use the service a lot. When people are stalling me, I call my attorney's office. They write letters. And they do help to get those gears oiled up a little, you know. You are going to need to file declarations. You are going to need to take this and show them that you're very serious about getting the money that has already been awarded to you.
I do have an attorney. I've had an attorney in place since January, so she is the one that actually have gotten the ball rolling more so.
She's the one that's
been,
yes.
Yeah, because before her, back in November, I just had my adjuster that I hired, and of course the umpire who came in, you know, and you know, he estimated the award amount.
It's going to be her and her paralegal. It's going to be the two of them. They're going to get it moving for you. So put prayers, put protection around them, light a candle, hand it over. You know, pray for your attorney to be able to do all that she needs to do to get this resolved. I do see resolution, but again, they're going to hold you out till probably around the end of August. I see it being
next month. So you see them pushing this out even further?
It could be the end of July or August, but yeah, they show me August. So it could be like July 31st to August, but definitely right around August is when I see the resolution. So even if they agree to it, it may not be that the checks get cut at that time, but August is when they show me resolution. So I go with what Spirit shows me, and absolutely that's what they show me. Now, that can be when you get the check and start resolving the issues, but August is when you will get resolution.
Okay. Okay, I've been
all right, Mr.
patient.
It's so good to reconnect to
you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye, Ms. Patricia.
Okay. The next one is Valerie. And Valerie, you are on the air with Sunshine Cross.
Hi.
Hi, Ms. Valerie. How can I help you?
Yes, I had an insurance claim denied last month for water damage. But now when I went outside, but I'm seeing damage on the outside wall of my house. And I don't know, probably going to have to repair it myself. And I'm not sure where the money's going to come from, or if I need to get a job, or how do you see that working out? Because these
so you had an insurance claim. You had an insurance claim on the inside, but the outside was not covered by that, correct?
No, I didn't. I didn't mention the outside, but I thought about maybe I should mention the outside. But it's but they told me before that the water damage was not sudden. The guy says, no, this is not sudden. And I said, well, it may not be sudden, but that I noticed it. I can only say what I noticed. I didn't notice it until now when I moved the refrigerator. But they didn't go along with that. So I'm kind of hesitant to even call them about the outside wall because that's related to water as well. And I'm thinking they're going to say the same thing, well, this is longstanding, although B.
That's okay.
So I don't know
it's
which
okay.
way to go.
Yeah, well, first of all, you're on the right track. Your intuition is guiding you correctly. I'm not an insurance adjuster. Obviously, I don't give insurance.
Right.
I'm not qualified to give insurance information, but what I will tell you spiritually, Ms. Valerie, is that you pay for the insurance. The insurance may deny it, but you still need to keep a paper trail of all the times that you've tried. So most important in anything is that you keep a letter from the first time you spoke to an adjuster. This time when you call, again, you need to tell them again, again, again. Paper trails protect people all over the world. That's true with everything from doctors. I have clients that go to a lot of doctors. They finally come and see me. We actually do a diagnosis, and they're able to take that to their doctors. But we want paper trails. So I, again, believe that you should report this repetitively to your insurance company. But as far as getting help, yes, there is someone that will help you repair it. But again, you need to go through those channels and also try to protect it from any further water damage.
Correct. So do you see that the insurance company will give me the money to get it repaired? Because these contractors are off the chart expensive.
Yeah, I see them denying the claim two different ways. So I do see them denying it, but I see them ultimately having to help you.
Oh, wow.
And I also think the person that's going to help you possibly in the meantime is not going to be a contractor. It's going to be someone that you know.
Oh, okay. A friend or someone?
Yeah, someone that you already have connection to is going to be the one that's going to help you.
Oh, okay. And how soon do you see that? Because I don't know who this person could be.
You're going to tell this story to somebody who's going to say, you know what, my son or my son-in-law does something like this. It's going to be a person-to-person contact. I see it as a triangle. So it's somebody that you already know, and it's their family member.
Okay. Is this a female that I know or a male that I know?
I think it's a female, actually.
Okay. And she's going to say someone she knows does that kind of work.
Yes, ma'am. They show me a triangle. It's someone that you're going to mention this to that has somebody in her family that's going to be able to help you.
Okay.
But the reason I tell you is keep track of everything, because a lot of people don't realize you can. And I know these seems like all of these cases tonight are legalistic in their frequency and a lot of insurance type of things. But, you know, small claims is where we resolve small issues. And there's times when insurance companies have denied a claim, and you can actually go back and pay for that and then get reimbursement from them for the claim. So there's different ways to work things out, but for you, I do see it getting fixed. That's most important, is that you do have that so you don't get that black mold.
Exactly. Yes, yes. And it's, like I say, it's the outside wall. Now, so far as the kitchen, I think I'm going to have to, maybe that person can also do my kitchen floor as well.
Yeah, the person that's going to do it, that's what they do, absolutely. This is going to be like a handyman type of person that does this work. And he is local to you, and he does know somebody. You're going to have a reference that you personally know.
Okay, and is this going to be resolved by the summer, you think?
It's going to be, you're in a rainy area. Where are you at? Because I see it rains in the summer where you're at.
No, it's not raining. We have the downpours and January and December, we had off-the-chart rain, but now it's pretty much clear as so far as the last month or two.
Where are you located at? What state?
I'm in California.
Oh, you're in California with me. Awesome. I have the same rain damage to my office, so I understand. It was record rain for us here. We're not used to this much rain at all.
Right.
It was very difficult to handle. But I do see this, again, this is the right around the same time, right around the end of July to the beginning, wrap July. They show me July.
Oh,
part of
great.
It's going to be done in three parts, too. It won't be all at once. It'll be three separate days or three separate projects. You're going to pay for one, do the next. So it's three parts.
Yeah, you're right. Great. So,
all right.
Oh,
Thank you so much for your.
Yes, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jonathan, can you just, I need a break for just a second. I'm going to let you just talk for a little bit about the One Tribe, and I'll rejoin you guys in about 2 minutes.
Okay. You know, she has, this lady has an organization called One Tribe, which is very diverse and open and very accepting group. And, you know, it's I'm really glad that she's here tonight. Now, I apparently something happened with Barbara, but that's fine. Barbara has never done anything like this on purpose. So whatever it is, it's probably very reason. Who knows? Maybe she's helping someone out. You know, that's Barbara. So anyway, what I was going to say is that she has this One Tribe. It's a diverse group. All very diverse, LGBTQ, open, different religions, you know, and it's an open and accepting group. And, you know, ever since I've gotten to know, Sunshine, I've always loved how open and accepting she is and how she meets everybody with an open an arm, and how she is very accepting of whatever it is that you are. You know, forcing anything on anybody. And she's always a good listener, loving, and very caring. You know. And
hi, Jonathan. I'm rejoining you guys or whenever okay. you're ready. I want to introduce Mr. Sunshine. He actually does all of our nightly shows with us. So I do go live. I have a subscription-based channel, and I have a free also lives that I do every evening. I have a prayer list. We do live readings. And my partner's name is Mr. Sunshine. He's the voice of our upcoming podcast. Say hello.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey. I wanted to let Sunshine. You know. Thank you. We have one more caller left, so I figure being that that we agreed this would be a 45-minute show, do you want to make this be the last caller?
I wanted to just talk a little bit for just a second, then we'll do the last caller. I just wanted to try and talk a little bit about the Spiritual Awakening Tour.
Okay.
Mr. Sunshine, can you tell them a little bit about what we're doing? Do some of these people know us and some don't? A little bit about what we do here and what we do in the One Tribe.
We run a nightly show on Facebook and TikTok. And what we're hoping, what Sunshine is saying about the Spiritual Awakening Tour, we're hoping to be out on the road here soon and actually meeting some of our followers and fans in person and traveling around the country and spreading the message of the One Tribe, which is acceptance of everyone.
And love of everybody, and that everybody has a spiritual family, and we're all spiritual brothers and sisters of each other, and it's time we begin to act like it. And we accept all religions as long as they come in peace. And we treat this as a ministry, true, Mr. Sunshine?
Very true, very true.
I mean, you help me moderate each night. What do you see in the nightly calls and in the people that come to us? What are they seeking, and what do they get from the
One
Tribe?
A lot of them is guidance. Trying to get back on their path of spirit and of love.
A lot of them have left the church. We do get a lot of Christians and believers that have left the church because the church has basically condemned a lot of their practices.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And we accept, like Sunshine said, we accept anyone into our tribe.
As long as they come in peace and they're here to treat everybody equal, no matter what their orientation, their sexual orientation, their religion, their race, no matter what.
Yeah.
We're here for the oneness of the One Tribe, which is to come together and dissolve division and separation.
Absolutely.
And we have a lot of fun on the One Tribe. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of teachings, and we sing, we laugh. And, you know, Mr. Sunshine's actually a healer. He's a grounding healer.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about the medical work that we do intuitively.
Sunshine is actually amazing at medical
intuition
and can actually pick up on, you know, what ails a lot of people that the medical profession doesn't see, and actually finding help and answers for a lot of people.
We're seeing a lot of diagnoses that are slipping through the cracks now. We have some very mysterious illnesses that have come about after the last 2 years that nobody wants to talk about in society, and nobody is willing to face it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they come to me and Mr. Sunshine, and they're able to know that, A, they're not crazy, B, they do have inflammation, that these symptoms that are being, you know, very dismissed are real. And we set them up to help them with naturopathic and homeopathic doctors that can help them. We ourselves don't do that work. We give them information on testing that they can go back and request that will help find answers. So it's just really, it's really helpful, and we really love doing what we do.
Yep, absolutely. Enjoy it.
So I hope you guys really enjoy Mr. Sunshine. He's got a radio voice like you, doesn't he, Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
He's got that radio voice. Everybody loves him.
All right.
He's just a lot of fun to have on the show. So thank you, Mr. Sunshine, for joining me today. We got one more caller. Are you ready to see who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited. All right, John, you can go ahead and put our caller through.
Lisa, you are on the air with Sunshine Tom.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Leo, age 51.
All right, how can I help you?
Did you connect to my brother, Michael? Do you have anything for me?
Miss Lisa, did this
yes.
this person pass away a long time ago?
It's been probably about 4 years.
Because was there a separation between you and him before he passed?
Yes.
Feels like the separation wasn't intentionally because of you and him. It feels as if the separation had to do with third parties getting involved.
My sister.
Do you understand that?
Yes, my sister.
And it definitely, there's two females, so it's not just one. They show me two separate females being involved in stopping you and him from having the open dialogue relationship that you wanted to have at that time. Do you understand that?
Yes, his ex-wife.
And it feels like also there was a division in the family, and he says, yeah, a division in the family. I'm just writing down exactly what he says. Do you feel like he was almost enabled toward his passing, like enabled in a way that your family turned a blind eye to some of his behaviors before he passed?
Oh, yeah.
And do you feel like he contributed toward his passing, even though he didn't do it? Do you feel like he contributed?
I don't. My sister does.
And what does your sister feel like? I mean, why do you say that she says he did, but you don't?
Because, well, she knew he was in pain, and so she was given a medication as she felt he needed because he was asking, and she just felt like he wouldn't have went as quick and he wouldn't have been all messed up and gone quicker, I guess.
Because what he says is, I was somewhat responsible for my passing because I couldn't see the point to learning anything anymore. There was, even though he was young, kind of too young to pass the way he did, he tells me that he says, do you guys have another brother that passed by chance? Because there's like another small brother there with him.
My mom had a
baby.
My mom had my brother, Anthony, yeah, and he passed when he was born.
Because there's another little brother there with him, a smaller, he's not a baby, but he's like a little, he looks to me to be like 2 or 3 years old, which I often see babies as 2 or 3 year olds for whatever reason. They always come across that way. But he says that he's sorry. Did the last time you talked to Michael, did you tell him how you felt? Because you said you were open with him, but you never got a chance to say what you wanted to tell him. It's like the last conversation wasn't the way it's supposed to be. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Because did you give him a warning?
And left my house.
Did you give him a warning?
A warning?
I'm sorry, I was talking for you. He says my sister knew that I wasn't getting better or I wasn't going to get better. She told me something that was almost like a warning. You need to get away from this or you need to do this. You need to go to the doctor. It was just like a warning you told him, he says.
Yes.
What was the warning?
First of all, I told him he was on all the wrong medications. And then...
Yeah.
I told him he needed to get different help and let them help him with certain types of chemo and stuff like that, not the radiation kind. They had this other kind that they were offering him, and he didn't want to take it.
That's what he says. He says, my sister always knew, and she said to me that it was almost like a warning, like this is going to make you sicker than you are. And it's like he said she was right, because when he got – he went through the actual chemo, correct?
He did do a little bit, yes.
Because he said the treatment was worse than the cancer itself, and he got so sick from the treatment, he never really recovered. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
And he said that he's sorry he couldn't be there. There was something really important that was happening. And I don't know if this was like a birth in the family or something, but he said, I'm sorry, I missed everything. So I don't know what happened at that time.
We both just had our first grandchild a month ago.
Because you said, I'm sorry, I missed everything. And he wants you to know that he sees your grandkids and he sees his. Because did he have another child after that?
No, he has three grandkids that I watch over.
But was there any born after he passed?
He was actually born right a month after he passed. I mean, he was actually born a month before he passed. And then my grandson was born a month after he passed.
Yes, because that's what he said. He said there's two children born after, so know that he does watch over them as well. Do you say St. Michael's prayer for him?
Do I what? I'm sorry.
He talks about St. Michael, like wearing a charm of St. Michael or saying the St. Michael's prayer.
No. His son does.
His son does, okay. Because he's making a reference to St. Michael. I often don't hear that reference, so I just wanted to acknowledge that he does. Thank you for that. And he says that you were right and that he always looked up to you to be direct with him and to help him. He always looked to you for help.
Yes, he did.
And he said he loves you.
Even though, thank you. Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome very much. And thank you so much for calling in, Miss Lisa. And I appreciate it. And God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, that's, as usual, whenever you're on, this is a great show. As I said earlier, you know, I don't know where Barb is, but if she's somewhere, it's a good reason why she's there. So I just, you know, we never do something like this on purpose. So whatever she is, we wish her well. It's really great when you're on because you're very uplifting and you really know how to motivate someone and you're very accepting, which is a trait that not a lot of people have. So,
you know, I'm just so glad that Mr. Sunshine is in the studio with me. He's a big support to me, and we do a lot of shows together, which really balances the masculine and feminine energy. And I really enjoy when I go live with you, and it's a pleasure. And to be honest, I wasn't always this person. I have to say that my testimony is that as I let the Holy Spirit into me, had a huge change from who I used to be to who I am today. And I hope everybody knows that the change.
I'm sorry.
What's that, Jonathan?
What were you like? What were you used to be?
Well, I was an addict for one. I'm very open about my past. I worked in the strip club industry. I was a bartender. I was an addict. I was an alcoholic. I was divorced twice, a single mom with 4 kids. I was on welfare. I had kind of went through a very bad marriage. I had some abuse and sprinkled in along the way and had really lost my path. I was kind of just living in the world, drifting. Yeah, really trying to just I thought everybody was out to get me. I had to take advantage of people to make a way in the world. I had wanted to do good for myself, but at the same time, I was like everybody else. I found myself at the receiving end of a bad experience, and I didn't really know love growing up. I was, you know, had a father that was an alcoholic. My mother abandoned me at 3 years old. My brother had died. I didn't really have a good home life. I was out on the streets by the time I was 13. I was put into foster care by the time I was 15, and I thank God that I got my first dose of, you know, just being saved when I was 17 years old. I got back into college. I got into high school. Mr. Sunshine knows I was the rags to riches. I was living on the streets. A family from a church took me in, gave me an opportunity to finish school. I finished all 4 years in 9 months, which, you know.
Absolutely.
I got a scholarship, and where did I go to university?
BYU.
They took me in. I was actually their dishwasher. I didn't even have enough money to afford the food at BYU, much less to attend school there. I got up at 5 a.m., walked to the snow, washed the dishes for the rich kids, and just began to put my energy into what God called me to do, which is to help others with medical. I wanted to save people's lives. I wanted to help others. And God just really did a work in my heart. He changed me from the person that I was into the person that he wanted me to be. And
the person you are today?
That person I am today is 100% because I walked in the white light. And I love the spiritual world. I bring a lot of people out of the occult. That's one of our big missions, is that to recognize that there are a lot of psychically, spiritually gifted people everywhere, and that God loves them, and that they're not outside the will of God. That it's okay to be psychic. It's okay to be a medium. It's okay to be clairvoyant. It's okay to have those spiritual insights, right, Mr. Sunshine?
Absolutely.
What do you tell people when they say, what if God condemns me? What if he hates me? What if this? What do you say?
You wouldn't have had the gift if it hadn't come from God. And you're doing work in God's name to help it. So there's no way it can be. What a lie trying to condemn you for.
Yeah. So we just want to use that experience that I had to help others know that, you know, that we are all in the will of God. As long as we're helping each other, then, and we're doing something good for the planet, as long as you're, I always tell, I have a lot of seniors that follow me, women that are widowed. I tell them, as long as you take care of one thing, if you feed a child, if you feed an animal, if you even water a plant, and you do one good thing on the planet today, you have made it worth living.
Yep.
You have made it worth living, so we're just really glad to be here, Jonathan.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was really great.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody is living in times when we need a lot of spiritual food. We talk a lot about getting spiritually fed, and that's how we do the lives. We have callers, well, they type in. They don't physically call us like they do on Blog Talk, but we get people from all over the world. So I'm an international Christian clairvoyant and medium and medical intuitive, and we get people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Right now we have one tribe in. Where is our orphanage? We have an orphanage that we run.
In Uganda.
Yep, Jinga, Uganda. We have clients from Uganda.
England.
Australia, Ireland.
New Zealand.
Scotland, Ireland, England, Wales, Canada. We have a big one tribe in two parts of Canada. We have a one tribe Puerto Rico. We have them in the Virgin Islands, the Caribbean, Hawaii. We have a one tribe.
Yep.
We have a one tribe unit. I'm trying to think of the right word. It's not unit, but in Hawaii and
division
or let's say a one tribe liaison there in Hawaii. And we're looking to do retreats as well, spiritual awakening retreats. And the difference is for our retreats is that it is a spiritual family. You know,
yeah.
You come as strangers, but you leave as family. So.
Absolutely.
We just love it. Thank you for letting us be here to share our gifts with you tonight, Jonathan.
Well, thank you, and I hope that you will come back.
Absolutely. We would love it.
All right.
If you guys want to find me tonight, I'm going to be on TikTok. What's the TikTok channel, Mr. Sunshine?
Spirit Dr. Sunshine Frost on TikTok.
And Facebook is?
That one, Sunshine Frost. Master Intuitive on Facebook.
And you guys can also follow me at YouTube at Sunshine Frost.
All right.
Thank
okay,
you so
well,
much, Jonathan. Well,
thank you.
All right. You have a wonderful night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Sunshine. Good night, Mr. Sunshine.